Blog Talk Radio.
You're not streaming us now, right, Rob? Rob, are you recording this?
Yes, this is being recorded, and if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, stop listening and go to metalinjection.net.
Well, just stop listening on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, and go to metalinjection.net/livecast to hear a way better version of this podcast. We will begin the Metal Injection livecast momentarily.
Hello, this is Chuck Landington welcoming you. Hello, this is Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. I hope everyone is having a lovely St. Patrick's Day. Just kidding. I hope you all choke on your green beer bark and drop dead. Then get corpse humped by a fat Italian. Happy St. Patty's indeed. Here's the show.
Chuck, always a positive person here on the Metal Injection livecast. It's St. Patrick's Day, episode 201. Of the Metal Injection live cast.
HIV positive.
Are you sure we're HIV positive yet? Did you get
Chuck.
Tested?
I meant Chuck.
You need to get tested. That's what we're saying.
Did you ever have an HIV test?
What?
Did you ever get an HIV test?
No, I haven't actually.
I have.
You
I
have?
I have. Yeah. Why? Why is that funny?
Oh, no, I don't think it's funny. I think it's interesting. I've never had an HIV test, I don't think.
Uh-oh. So you could have been walking around with HIV this whole time.
Right.
I think I would have been dead by now.
No, why? Do you see Magic like, Johnson? He's been alive for like,
yeah, but
man,
he gets like top-of-the-line medical attention.
No, it's like diabetes now. Like, they can manage it. You just have meds. It's not that you want to have it, but it's, you know, they can. You can live a long time. And they're curing people of AIDS now. Have you
they
seen
cured
that?
A baby
yeah.
or something.
Oh, not AIDS. I shouldn't say
HIV.
HIV. If it goes to AIDS, you're dead. But
yeah.
HIV, they cured. They got rid of. And they also have cured adults now. They've cured 14 people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh?
I remember when I went to the dungeon that one time, there was...
Give us a two-sentence summary for those of us who haven't been listening. What the dungeon is.
For real?
What? You know when we
people
talked
don't know
about that? That
no,
was
no, no. I... But like your experience going to... You went to a dungeon.
Well,
I guess that's really
it.
It's
not a real dungeon.
Yeah. Like what's going on? Yeah. Like...
Oh, I went into a dungeon that was like in the back... Like, the entrance was in the back alley of a parking lot in the city, and you had to walk through, like, the car wash plastic curtains to get through.
Right, but it's an S&M club,
yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, is that what people don't know?
I guess. I mean, we talked about this in, like, 2010 or something.
So people don't, like, read online about stuff?
Not dungeons.
They don't know what the dungeon is.
Yeah. So go ahead. So whatever. When you went to the dungeon.
Oh, I remember at the end of the hallway or something, there was a door that you can go downstairs and take an HIV test.
Oh, that's convenient.
With a ball gag in your mouth.
Yeah.
I approve of that.
Yeah. Do you think it was a fetish room?
Yeah, people are just into getting poked with needles. And
it takes a while. Oh, yeah, they just have an HIV fetish room is what you're saying. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Like it's not even a real doctor. It's the guy standing there, you know.
Hey,
with only
when
an apron.
Was the last time you had an HIV test?
And like one of those patient robes where like the back is all open.
Yeah.
And like the ass hangs out.
You've got chaps on. Assless chaps.
Well, all chaps are assless.
Okay, fine, thanks.
You gotta wear pants under.
You're an S&M grammar Nazi. I apologize. That's my fetish. I want to have a grammar Nazi. No apostrophe in it's, motherfucker!
That's not how you spell there, right there.
You want to fuck a girl while she proofreads an essay you wrote. He's like fucking her from behind, like over as she crosses things off in red.
Oh, Darren, your penmanship is so good.
A B for composition, a D for penmanship.
Dangling participle, you know what that means.
Did you get what I did there, B and D? All right, never mind. Sorry. That might have been one level too much. I'd explain it.
We're not smart enough. It's too early.
Yeah.
It's what, 1 o'clock?
It's who knows anymore. We're jumping around times every single
week.
Yeah,
I don't
now.
Know.
I think we're pretty stable at this time now, right?
Yeah, Noah's kickball tournament was at 3. She's done.
Yeah. I was umpiring it, though.
Yeah.
Not in the actual tournament.
Did you ever wind up doing that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not into joining teams and, like, okay. Just leave me alone. I'm only a team player during the work week and then just... Fuck
on
off.
Podcast.
Not the show. She left that out on purpose.
No, but I mean, you guys are my close friends. Like, I don't want to meet random strangers and like kick a ball around with
them. So you're saying you'd only do a kickball league if we were your teammates?
Oh, I would definitely do that.
That's not going to happen.
Maybe Sid could be the coach.
I can
the water
stand there
boy.
And criticize.
No kickball
I mean,
for you,
sucks
Noah.
Sucks at kickball. Look at that guy. That's about it. And only if it's, like, close to my apartment.
You should be the weaver of kickball.
Yes, I'll kick dirt at people.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What about during the summer? We just meet up a little bit earlier, and then we can go to that park over there and play soccer.
Soccer?
You know these are all sports that require more than 4 people, right?
Oh.
You could probably play 2-on-2 soccer, no?
You could. I don't think
no
it's...
No goalies?
Right. Just open the aim at the net.
Yeah.
This goes 55-54 again. What
just
are we doing wrong?
A much smaller net, just have like a laundry basket.
a little chopping.
There's a way, I'm sure.
We should just have a basketball league, and we'll bring Sean, and then every other week we'll be shorthanded. by one.
Good point. Well, I am a little hungover, so I'm not going to be as zany as I am on a weekly basis.
Even less zany than usual.
Less zany than usual.
Is there a less zany Rob than usual?
You're hearing it.
Why were you hungover, Rob?
Well, I've been at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas for the last few days, which is a music festival.
How was that?
It was pretty fun.
Maybe you should tell us about it after a break or something.
Okay.
We have a technical difficulty.
We're having some sort of technical difficulty. So I will play a band that I saw at South by Southwest.
Come on, guys.
Sorry.
Band
okay, here's
there,
a band. This band is Ken Mode. They were very good when I saw them.
We'll be right back.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. You're listening to the program that found Lebby Klitsky's body in a dumpster, but moved it to the side to pick up a bag of deposit bottles. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast. This is Chuck Blandington, reminding you, you can't spell AIDS without SID, and if you knew him like I do, you'd understand. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast at metalinjection.net.
Before you go taking a walk in my world, you better take a look in the real world. Cause this ain't no Mr. Rogers neighborhood. Did you say feel like shit? Yeah, maybe sometimes I do feel like shit. I ain't happy about it, but I'd rather feel like shit than be full of shit. And if I offended you, oh, I'm sorry, but maybe you need to be offended. But here's my apology and one more thing. Fuck you! You can bring me down! Bring me down! You can bring me down! Bring me down!
Hello, this is your faithful servant, Chuck Blandington, here to ask you how many Jews you can fit into the metal injection studio. Not as many as you can fit into an ashtray. Ha 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 ha. We'll be right back.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Talk nasty, breathe fire. Smell rotten, you're a liar. Diseased health hazard. Scumbag, filthy bastard. But I'm not lying when I tell you that the music break is over. And it's time for more laughs and fun. On the Metal Injection Live cast, here we go.
That was a much more uplifted Bland. He was much happier in that.
I mean, he said it ironically, though.
So there's no laughs and fun on the live.
No, I was there when he recorded that. I was in the booth producing, and he was very snarky when he said that.
He rolled his eyes.
More laughs and fun. It doesn't come out because he's very monotone.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we love him. You can never tell with Chuck Landington.
That's why he has to say such horrible things all the time. So you get, you're sure what he's saying.
So the Metal Injection Livecast. You just heard a bunch of bands that I saw this past week at South by Southwest. I started with Ken Mode playing Extending Common Courtesy throughout the evening. They were a very interesting band to see live. Then there was Trash Talk, which was the last band I saw. Trash Talk are totally a throwback to dangerous hardcore shows.
That you never went to in your life?
Well,
that you stay all the way in the back.
I went to some CB's matinees.
Of who? What were the dangerous hardcore
shows? Oh, yeah, I remember when those gangs would
I saw Cro-Mags. I saw a girl get her like, beat up by, like, a dude way bigger than her. It was so inappropriate.
Is this Rob beating up Noah?
I think it would be the other way
my
around.
My dreams.
Oh. Really?
Oh, what?
Who do you see? You think that Rob could beat me up?
Absolutely.
He's much bigger
yes,
than you.
Yes, I do.
If we're talking about not punching me in the crotch.
No.
Well, no, she would definitely be able to do that.
No, like if we were at a hardcore show and Rob and I got into a physical altercation.
Rob would kill you.
Are you kidding me?
Twice your size.
He could throw you across the room.
But he's
all
like,
how much do you weigh,
Noah? Rubbery.
I weigh 265 pounds. How about you?
Like 116 pounds.
You could sit
so
on
I weigh over twice
but
as much as you.
I've been working out. I have muscles.
You do. I'm not sure.
I don't work out. I probably just have more muscle than you. Just
what,
from
lifting sunflower seed bags?
From lifting my body.
You could.
Yeah,
it's not about being
around.
In shape. You understand? Yeah. I'm not saying that you're not in good shape, and he is.
You don't think I'm more cunning than Rob? Faster than him.
I think there's a threshold of diminishing returns where he, at some point, if you're just that big, there's nothing you can really do unless you're like trained in martial arts.
We could solve this right now, Noah. Punch Rob in the arm as hard as you can, and then Rob punch Noah in the arm as hard as you can.
No.
And let's
no.
Well, I gotta wait. Yeah. All right, you just proved your point because Noah's saying. Absolutely not, because she knows that Rob would destroy her.
Yeah, he would shoot her across the room.
I don't want to do that with Rob.
Okay. Do it
because
for
we're friends.
Yeah, I would feel way too uncomfortable
knocking
Noah into the other room.
All right, so how about this? How about this?
I would feel really uncomfortable punching a dent into your arm, Rob.
So you're both
dent.
You're both denying this because you don't want to hurt the other one. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What if I punch his arm off his body? How could I live with myself after?
How would he whack off?
Rob is sanctioning it. He doesn't think you can hurt him, so he's okay with it.
No, but then I would have to hurt her. And
well, all right, so don't. So how about this? So
only I get to punch
you
Rob
just
now
punch Rob.
A different story.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
I still wouldn't do it.
Quitters.
No. Rob would break you into two, I believe.
I would put
I
you
think,
in a bear
I
hug.
Think if I didn't fight back, he would be able to break me into two, but I'm not just going to like stand there and take it.
What would run
be,
away?
What would be
no.
your strategy?
Go for the midsection and the crotch.
Go for meaning punch? Or?
Punch.
Oh, so do the suck. You're not going by on your strength.
I don't know what I would do. Or maybe I would kick you. I have pretty strong legs.
What would you do, Rob? What would be your plan of attack?
Retard.
No.
I would just shove
retard
her.
Haymakers.
He would
shove
hold
her.
My head. He would hold my head with his hand in front of
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Like that.
I feel I would just grab her by, like with both hands on each side, pick her up, and just throw her out the window.
Hulk smash.
That's it. Fight over.
Give her a
stink face.
Give her a stink face. After she's incapacitated, you throw her in the corner and rub your ass
it's
in
like
her mouth.
Smelling salts.
No, you should do a throat strike. Open hand throat strike. He won't be able to breathe.
Me. Maybe. I don't know. It depends how Rob approaches me and, like, which section of him is open.
Grab the front of his hair and pull it down over his eyes and blind him, and then you do whatever you want.
You know what you could do? You get a big box, right? And then you
and
put...
I think she already has one of those.
No, I do not have a big box.
You prop it up with a stick, and then you put some weed under it. And then you trap Rob in the box, and you just beat it with a frying pan.
Oh, no, oh, my weakness.
Of course I would have a frying pan.
Yes. Well, you're a woman. What do you want? Campion in the chat says, Rob would put Noe in a camel clutch, break him back, fuck her ass, and make her humble.
Yes.
Would you do that?
I don't think getting fucked in the ass makes Noah humble. She's humble already.
Yeah. With her big box.
Barfarella says that I would for the crotch.
Cheap Jew Russia.
So South by Southwest was really fun.
How many people did you punch at South by Southwest?
Not too much punching. But I had a really good time. Lots of alcohol consumed. One story I definitely want to mention is the first night there.
I burped.
Great story.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. No. The first night there, I got incredibly drunk. And I didn't have any weed, obviously, because I was traveling, so I'm not about to bring weed with me.
Well, we have listeners like Keep It Wolfson.
Keep It Wolfson did get me stoned within 10 minutes of the first show that I went to, so bless his heart, Keep It Wolfson, one of my favorite Metal Injection
junkies
of all time.
What a nice young man.
Yeah.
Does he even listen anymore? He's not in the chat.
Yeah, he listens. And then at night, we went to this showcase thrown by Sony Music, and it was on a rooftop of what an Indian friend of mine, who I met later on in the show, told me it was a very posh bar. He was a local there, and he was like, this would never happen if it wasn't South by Southwest. And so this was a kind of a crazy show, just on a rooftop. It was really good weather, and A Life Once Lost was playing, like all these metal bands were playing.
You said it was a good show.
It was a good show. Shut up, Sid. Anyway, I was incredibly drunk, and Bob, the vocalist of A Life Once Lost, who was also a friend of mine, got me high at the show, which was great. And then we kind of got it down to a roach, and then he just gave me the roach because he's a great guy. And he's
what,
like,
a nice... didn't their gear or whatever just get stolen?
Oh, yeah. Apparently Doug, the guitarist's guitars got stolen at South by somehow, but they're going to be okay.
Didn't you tell me something about you sold some guitars for weed, Rob?
So then later on in the show... No.
Rob, I was curious why all of a sudden you're playing the guitar.
I didn't steal his guitars. But, so, I was so drunk towards the end of the show, this band Power Trip was playing, and then the show got stopped, security was pissed off,
what?
And I was pissed off, because I was headbanging, but I'm a little gassy from the seltzer.
Who was playing while you were headbanging?
Power Trip.
Power Trip.
Is that a Monster Magnet cover band?
No, they're like this new... thrash band, and apparently somebody busted a screen. Because there were these giant Sony screens all over the place, because it was a Sony showcase. Anyway, and I was like, this sucks. I'm going to spark up this roach. And I was so drunk, I didn't realize that I was basically in the middle of the venue. And security was all over the place, because they're like already on high alert, because they stopped the show. And so I spark up this roach, and I want to say... I want to say within 30 seconds, me and the person right next to me got thrown out of the venue. Except, in all fairness, though, the person next to me was sharing the roach with me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you made a friend with that roach?
Yeah, well, it was somebody that I was hanging out with already.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, these two, they're out. Get them out of here. Get them out. And then this security guard.
Or Shredstein working security.
The security guard, who I want to say now was not even bigger than me. Like, I could have probably Hulk smashed him, but he was like dragging me by my sweatshirt. Oh. And I'm like,
like, get off. I'll,
and
like,
I'm like,
yeah.
Do you know who I am?
I was like, I'm walking out. Like, I'm not resisting at all. Like, get off of me. Don't stretch my sweatshirt. So I don't care who you, I don't care what you're doing. You got to get out of my club.
Cut out.
Well, I didn't know you owned this club, sir. And I am leaving.
You started shit with the bouncer.
No,
good for you.
I just left. But
here's some got any
got
weed?
Got any weed?
So that was a fun time, and I remember Darren at that moment.
Yeah,
thanks. I was thinking about how Darren wouldn't have appreciated
when
that.
The cops asked you what your name was, you said Darren.
Well, at least the guy was fucking smoking with you. He was some kind of participant in the ordeal there. I didn't even get a pull.
Come on, Rob, give Darren a pull right now.
I don't want a pull now or ever from Rob.
What about a pull dance from Rob? Would you take that?
No.
Well.
I would watch it as art and critique it. I wouldn't. That wouldn't sexually stimulate me.
But would you sexually stimulate Rob?
No. I don't know. Not intentionally.
Rob, would you be sexually stimulated if you were doing a sexy dance for Darren?
Come on, we're all, Noah. You wouldn't. It's like brother and sister. It's weird.
Oh, well. You just asked me to punch Rob.
To punch him is different.
That's not sexual. Oh, for us, that's not sexual.
But we're
friends. For you, now I see the connection. You think that's sexual.
Yeah.
So you don't want to do that to Rob. I didn't think of that before. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, if she punches him in the dick, that's as close as he's getting to a hand job from her. So.
There you go. See, Rob?
It is sexual.
Punch him in the dick right now. Go.
Please don't.
No, I won't.
A punch years in the making.
She's a vegan. She's like 116 pounds. It won't hurt.
I'm not a vegan.
You are made of
tofu. She's a carnivore.
Your giant glass is way more than you. Come on.
That's possible, but I'm not a vegan. Please don't spread lies about
me. All right, she's not a vegan.
They just had this. Okay, I was watching TV, and I forget which group, but it was obviously like a vegan group that's pro-animal rights and stuff. They had this commercial. It was a guy, and he was sitting in like a shawarma restaurant.
Mm. Was it Frank?
And they kept zooming out, like showing the shot out of the shawarma place, and there was like Hebrew letters and stuff on it. And then his sausage started talking to him, and he's like, "Think about what you're eating." And then they flashed like all these animals and stuff being murdered and processed in slaughterhouses.
Mm.
And I was like, "I'm fucking eating my breakfast right now, and I have to look at this crap."
No one wants it. Just if you want to be a vegan, go ahead. I don't have a problem with people doing that, but.
Yeah, I don't like those types of commercials. Like, they snuck it up on you.
Like that smoking
They forced you to watch
one.
Yeah, the smoking,
oh, yeah, the smoking one, too.
They show this woman now. This is a new one. She had all her fingers amputated.
It's so gross. Why are you punishing non-smokers
with
that?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm all for that if they want it, but, like, I don't smoke. What, can I be exempted from this somehow?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Also, I'm pretty sure most smokers have most of their fingers.
Yeah, how did that lead to her fingers getting cut off?
Yeah, I feel like that's like when the doctor tells you 30 times, "Hey, if you keep smoking, you might lose a finger." You're saying, "Yeah, fuck it."
How much?
Then that's not that she's because of smoking. It's because you're a stubborn idiot.
Yeah.
Maybe she sold her fingertips on the black market because cigarette packs are so expensive. She needed the extra cash.
Well, maybe because cigarettes are so expensive, she couldn't afford them. And then it was like one of those Looney Tunes things where she looked at her fingers and visualized cigarettes and then just smoked down her fingers.
She
has a big chicken leg.
No, what I think it is the fingers that she used to smoke, the smoke would pass through the fingers so much that she got cancer and they had to chop them off. I think that's
Like how people get lip cancer and tongue cancer.
Yeah.
But how much do you have to fucking smoke for your fingers fall off?
And who smokes cigarettes and is saying, "Oh, this is good for me"? Like, everybody knows it says on the pack when you buy it, smoking kills.
Right.
They have pictures of like rotten gums and stuff.
They do? I think that's International Cigarettes.
Oh.
Because my friend smokes those, and they get because they're cheap
and they're stronger
and whatever it is, I don't even know. But so they have like pictures of nasty ass fucking
like
teeth
rotten
and stuff.
Hearts and stuff and lungs.
But everybody from other countries has bad teeth, smoker or not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really
a good point. That's why they don't mind smoking.
Yeah,
but now that's why they need the finger thing because like, my teeth, they are going to go anyway, but my fingers,
but
I need those.
But they're not picking up toothbrushes, so what do they need their fingers for? They just be stumps. They're fine.
But I don't care if anyone wants to be vegan or whatever. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, or vegetarian.
More steak for us.
I like some vegetarian or like vegan foods because you basically just eat. Like sauce.
I mean, if you like it, you like
it.
I like
but
tofu.
I love meat. Yeah,
I really like tofu, and it goes great with beef.
And we know Darren loves seaweed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But why do I have to be assaulted by like an animal in a slaughterhouse? Like, I don't give a shit, you know? I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You rescued cats. You did your deed.
I mean, I love animals, but I mean, if there's no, like, me not eating a burger is not going to stop that from happening.
And also, those animals only exist to become our food.
That's a
good
point.
It's not like someone's going into the forest and grabbing a random chicken from the forest and killing it to feed us.
Well, chickens live in the forest?
No, that's the thing. They're only bred so they could be killed and fed to us. That's
and they
the only
live,
reason that chicken even existed in the first place.
Most of them live a great life. You know, they walk around in their fucking field or something.
But
they
even if they live a shitty life, it's going to end soon anyway. What does it matter? It's a short life, at least.
They're fed to the gills, you know.
I think that the whole point behind it is that they create, you know, like their body secretes hormones that deal with, like, stress and stuff, and then you're eating that in your meat. That's like one of the points that vegetarians
make. Well, that I can agree with. You know, I feel like if we can make the process of harvesting meat better, that's good. We should do that. But to say if we don't eat meat, like this shit's gonna, that's ridiculous. To care for the animals, like I don't know.
Yeah, they would just overpopulate, and then we would have to kill them anyway. Yeah.
I care. I mean, maybe I'm an elitist or something, but like I care what happens to a dog. I don't care what happens to a fucking cow. Like, knock the cow out. I don't give
cows
a shit.
Cows are dumb. And
what if you knew
cows
that dogs
are adorable. I just
though.
Saw cows in Texas when I was driving. They're so cute.
I feel like I'm
they
too much.
They chill like dogs. They just sit on all fours.
They chill like Rob.
And they're also tasty, and they make nice rugs.
They are tasty. I don't know about the rugs, but
I guess it's too ingrained in my culture that if I knew a dog was tasty, would need it because I know dogs are capable of really complex thought.
What
know?
If a dog was dog meat was tastier than the best filet mignon you ever had?
So
you wouldn't be curious.
Just, that I'm enough of a.
Have you ever owned a dog? Have you ever had a dog? Yeah, so that's why. Like once you've had you have a bond with an animal, you don't want to eat it.
Right.
Not that animal. Not the one you have a bond with.
I feel like farmers have bonds with cows. I think cows show emotion. All animals have emotion.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're devoid of emotion.
None of them want
to
die.
Yeah. But I mean, they take a hammer and hit them in the back of the head, and they're out. If they're doing it more inhumanely than that, I'm against that too. That's fine. You know, I agree.
Yeah.
With
it's not like they waterboard the animals.
Yeah.
So that would be funny to see a cow get waterboarded once. I would be interested to see that.
I'm against the inhumane treatment of animals, but I'm not against killing them for food.
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think there's anything wrong with killing them for food.
There we have it. All right, we have a caller right now, and you can be on the air with us live right now. 646-929-1357 is our phone number. You are on the air, some caller with a ridiculously long number. What's your name and where are you from?
Antarctica.
Hello, hello.
Yes.
Hey, my name's Matt. I'm calling from Sydney, Australia. Just wanted to ask you guys, I have 200 last week, but you put it on a weird time. So, you know, us people in Australia, we don't. It was like, you put it on like 5 a.m. or something. I'm not getting up for that hour for you guys.
Download it.
Rob, why'd you put it on at 5 a.m. in Australia? What's the matter with you?
Why does Australia have to be in a different time zone?
I really don't know, mate. I don't know.
Australia's in the future.
Fun to do with tectonic plates. We are. We really are.
You're like 14 hours ahead of us.
It's Monday morning right now, right?
Jeez. It is. It's about 8:45 in the morning.
Why aren't you at
just
work?
Just woke up. I'm recently unemployed.
Good for you.
What did you do?
I used to work in for property development in Australia. Very big company, and I just woke up one day and just realized I hated it, and I quit.
Oh, very nice.
Good.
I admire that.
What's your... What's your plan B?
Calling to the live cast.
Pretty much, yeah. Right now I'm just taking some time just to chill out, just to zone out, basically. I'll just get back into... I work in IT, so I'll just get a six-month contract somewhere, and by about November or so, I plan on going to America.
Oh.
Just to kind of holiday, backpack around, yeah.
Maybe you could be an IT guy for Metal Injection.
Yeah.
Rob's always looking for new people, right, Rob?
Yeah, what kind of languages do you know?
He knows Australian.
I don't really care that much. Yeah, I know Australian English. But yeah, I don't really care that much. I mainly just do like help desk kind of shit.
Okay.
Rob needs help sometimes.
Yeah, so.
Rob needs
help. All that That he does. Well, the thing was on the site here, he was saying that, oh, this episode's going to be on at 7. So, like, I get up at 7 and we get on, like, now. So I could have spent that extra hour sleeping, Rob. Thank you very much.
Or looking for work.
Sorry for putting our
exactly
2 hours of energy.
All looking for more work. But no, I decided to get up and make a commitment to you guys.
Well, you know, you could have still listened to the show when you woke up and pretended it was live.
Maybe, one of those two. But either way, as I said, because I'm going to America about November, I wanted to get your opinion on something. One of the places I want to go to is New York. And where would you recommend is the best burgers in New York?
Mm. Ooh, so many places.
Yeah. There's a little place I know. It's called McDonald's.
Oh.
Yeah. Ew.
Oh. I probably haven't heard of it because you're in Australia, but.
Well, I would say like a really touristy kind of place to go.
We have this thing in Australia called Macca's. I don't know if it's the same, but
yeah,
from what I hear of your McDonald's, it's very similar.
We have some knockers here.
what are you going to say?
We have Pie Face here. That's an Australian chain, right?
Yeah, we've got a lot of Pie Faces around.
No, so you could eat
Pie Face is very good at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Have any of you ever been?
That and light zen kebabs.
Have you been to Silver Spurs in this room?
Oh, yeah.
We actually have a in where I live, about an hour outside of Sydney, we have a Silver Spur, and we actually have an Outback Steakhouse that are like right next to each other.
Why would you
actually
need
went
Outback
to the Outback Steakhouse yesterday?
Outback. That's absurd.
I thought Silver Spurs was just a one place in Manhattan.
It's probably a different one.
Yeah.
I've never even heard.
No, we have an actual place called Silver Spur.
It's not
that great.
It's the 9th and Broadway.
But I would say Shake Shack also. And you know what? There's going to be a Shake Shack opening up at JFK Airport soon, I think by springtime.
What?
So if you fly in, you might be able to get Shake Shack as you land.
Yeah, before even setting foot in New York,
yeah.
Get a Shake Shack burger.
That's probably.
Oh, so Shake Shack, is that?
Yeah,
do you reckon that's the best?
Five Guys
is good.
It's a bit much for me. Burger Joint is fantastic. It's in
Joint.
A hotel in Midtown Manhattan. It's in the lobby of the Parker Meridian Hotel on 55th Street.
Yep.
And you just go in by this little curtain. And you walk behind the curtain, and all of a sudden you're like in this like greasy, dirty little burger place, and it's fantastic.
Mm. Oh, and those are often the best places where you get the best food, not the greasy, just like. If the health inspectors walk in there, it will be, like, shut down immediately.
Yeah.
It's
a place.
Those are the best. But
Bear Burger is good, too.
Bear Burger, yeah.
I like
went
bear
there.
Meat.
Bear
they
bear.
Actually have, like, a variety of different animals.
Yeah, you can have bison or ostrich.
I like ostrich, man. That shit is good.
Is it really?
It tastes like ostrich. It doesn't taste like poultry.
But then why not just have beef?
It's lighter. It's less fat, and it's just, but it tastes like it has the same amount of fat.
Oh.
They have it at the
same... Yeah, it's kind of like eating kangaroo.
Never had it.
I would never eat a kangaroo. That's like another one of those animals.
No, it's actually really good. Kangaroo is like, it's a very kind of lean meat, so there's not really that much fat on it. You're just getting like... Yeah, it's actually really good.
How do they prepare it, usually?
You just cook it like any other kind of steak. Like, I just normally cook, mainly buy some kangaroo steaks, cook them on the barbie, and... along with the shrimp. And, they go right down the train.
Do you ever find yourself not saying Barbie because of that cliche?
No, we say it all the time.
Not a cliche over there.
Yeah.
We don't call them shrimp. We call them prawns.
Prawns.
Okay.
So that's wrong. Yeah, we call them throwing a prawn on the barbie.
Copy.
And we always leave the heads on.
I heard Dame Edna was having health problems. How's she doing?
What?
Like all the Australians live in one
area. Who's having health problems?
Dame Edna?
I don't even know who that is.
Come on, he has to
know
who Dame Edna
is.
Yeah, I know who that is. It's probably Barry Humphries. I don't know. I know he retired, but I don't know if he's having health problems or not.
Oh.
I don't know him on like a personal level.
Wait, what do you mean he? What's going on?
Well, no, what did I just break kayfabe or something?
Yes. Drag queen kayfabe. Also, Madea.
Yeah.
Woman.
Madea, really?
Yeah.
What about Big Mama's House?
No, that's a woman. That's a woman.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
It's played by Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, you got. We'll have Dave member. You guys can just have your Big Mama's house and the many sequels, and you can just leave it at that and don't bring it over here anymore.
What about Norbit?
Oh.
You can also have that too.
Yeah.
Norbit was god awful.
I'm sure it was
racist on a lot of levels.
Do you even have black people in Australia? What do you know about racism?
We have something called the Stolen Generation, where we basically took a whole bunch of Aboriginal kids from rural communities and made them work as servants.
Were they good?
Were they good?
They
put them on the Barbie.
Probably not.
Well,
no, you wouldn't put them on the Barbie.
All right.
They had a poor diet. They would have been like eating cows that weren't exactly like, you know, had a good quality of life, put it that way. Like eating old, sick cows, it would be like.
Got it.
But no, we wouldn't put them on the Barbie.
Don't eat the slaves. Got it. All right.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, as always.
Rob, you dressed
up. Yeah, no worries, guys.
Is that a real woman or no?
What?
Rob dressed as a woman on the weekend. Was that a real woman or not? Like Norbit.
I didn't dress up as a woman on the weekend.
I was just kidding. Stop it.
Well, bad attitude. You never will. Well, all right, guys. I'm going to go watch. I'm going to go do something. Have a good episode, and I'll talk to you all later.
Yeah, call us throughout the months and let us know how the job hunt's going and the trip to America.
Yeah, we need updates.
We'll have job watch hunt or something.
Great. Sounds good. Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Have a nice day.
By the way, our number is 646-929-1357. Another great thing that I did at South By. There
barbecue?
Was a boat.
Oh, is that what it is? South By? You know? Is South By?
That's the abbreviation.
You're so cool, Rob.
He doesn't have to say the last two syllables. He's very young.
His mouth can't say Southwest.
There's actually three more. Oh, wait, no, South By, South By. I'm sorry.
Terrible.
Now, there was a boat party by the fine people at IndieMerchStore.com, and free booze, free food, which is a great combo for Rob, and a band, Goat Whore, was playing, and it was amazing because Goat Whore is like the satanic metal band.
And they played a boat.
They played a boat. We're like rounding this river, and there's people on like yachts. Not yachts, on kayaks, like going by, and they're
you
like,
guys,
what's...
like cut through their.
Oh,
their
totally,
path
yeah, and they're like, what's going on up there? What's going on?
How'd you confuse a yacht with a kayak? That's what I want to know.
It's just this.
That's like calculator calendar.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a yacht.
Okay, got it.
A one person yacht, and a great thing about that was that after about half an hour playing, a flock of bats started circling above the boat. They were summoned by the goat whore. And then
wait a minute. Did they not have a magician on board?
There was no magician, but then a crow came because there's a lot of crows in Austin for some reason. Crows are like the pigeons of Austin. It's kind of weird. And a crow came and was circling the bat, and then he ate a bat. The crow got dinner to the soundtrack of Goat Whore.
That had to be staged. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Crow ate a bat. They released the bats.
Who released
this? Goat Whore. They hired a bat handler or something.
Did Goat Whore get annoyed that they got outdone by a crow?
No, Goat Whore were totally into it.
By the way, Danzig's Brick Mason said they came from Rob's hair.
It was just winged lights.
Wait, Goat Whore or the bat?
Goat Whore came from
Goat.
I can't see.
Go hard.
Yeah, okay, so Bill Nido asked the hard-hitting question. How was the barbecue?
Oh, the barbecue.
The Barbie.
Here, our passion for Barbie is so strong that this is what we did. The barbecue place.
Well, you said you were going to have barbecue, like, all week.
Yeah,
to build
I did
up
say
to
that.
It.
I did say that, but, like, there was no time to really, like, have, like, a sit down and have a meal.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't able to really do that. Breakfast, yeah, but I don't know. I need some eggs.
You're not that far gone. So you fucking rack of lamb for breakfast.
You got to mix in some Mexican food, too. You could add breakfast tacos.
I did. That's what I did. Yeah. I had a bunch of tacos. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Lots of chops.
What's a bunch?
I had breakfast tacos. Then there was
I meant quantity. Like, how much is a bunch?
Oh.
24?
Well, I had four... Doritos Locos.
Oh,
Taco Bell.
Well,
that was the appetizer.
Well, two of them were in the airport during my layover, and it was literally the first thing I saw when I got out of the airport, and I was starving. I was like, I'll take it. And I just want to report, the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos, not nearly as good as the Nacho Doritos Locos.
I've never had a Doritos
Go
Locos
for the Nacho.
Taco, and I never will.
Okay.
Unnecessary.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
I just love their regular taco shells. You
know, yeah, it's
I'm
fine.
Gonna,
then you might. Then
I
think
taste
it,
the
that's
meat
what I feel. The
sauce.
Cool Ranch. You still taste the meat in
but
the
I
sauce.
Don't need to taste Doritos. Also, it's
the
too
cheese.
Much.
It's good. It's good.
No.
But then they were giving them for free at this other party. You turn out
when you
Doritos
eat a Doritos taco. Does the Doritos get off on your fingers?
No, they give. There's like a cover for it that you eat it through.
Well, do you eat the cover? I mean, eventually you have to.
No.
It's extra waste.
So, says the man with whom I roomated, and we only ate with plastic utensils and paper plates.
So we wouldn't have to waste water in the sink doing dishes.
And the
go.
Doritos tacos create extra waste.
Well, if you didn't have that on the Doritos Locos, you'd have to waste water washing your hands. So there you go.
What if you have a hand wipe?
Anyway,
yeah.
He actually stumped Sid. I'm impressed.
So
no.
The barbecue was great. We drove to the airport because it was in between our hotel and the rural town of Lubbock, Texas. Mm-hmm. And then we rented a car from the airport and took a rental about 40 minutes out of town. Blasted Pantera the whole way because you have to do that.
You have to.
And it was awesome just going through farm country. And this place, within half a mile, you just smell – like the smoked barbecue aroma. And it was phenomenal. You walk in, the line is out of the door. They were like,
how long did you have to wait?
The line was probably like a good half hour line, 20 minute line. Just it was moving. And then we got into the meat room, the smoking room, and it was a magical thing. We saw the meat Fuhrer. He was the guy commanding, taking the meat out, the brisket out and cutting it and then handing it to the lower meat, you know, kernels and such.
Is that the best name for a guy in charge of an oven? I don't know.
Yeah,
the
really?
Meat Fuhrer, yeah. It's not official by any means. It's just
I might be nervous up. What's in that meat when I hear that.
No, that's, yeah. It's something that we just came up with.
Wasn't lower meat kernel your nickname in high school? I had to.
That's all I got. And yeah, it was really good. They had
Come on, guys.
They had the best beef rib. We went to place Krause.
I love beef ribs.
I honestly am not even that. I prefer pork ribs, but their beef ribs were the best beef ribs I've ever had. And their sausage was great.
And they didn't put sauce on there, right? Like
there was no barbecue
it.
Sauce. Yeah, in the
well
place.
Well spiced. Nom nom nom.
They gave you salsa though, which is kind of weird.
Interesting. Just I guess with there ribs with salsa on
the side? No, it's just they had like packets of salsa for the Latinos.
So I guess they
made
Mexican.
Well, there were about like 80% of the people there were, you know, of black.
You could pass for Mexican.
I don't know about that.
We were going to deport him if he strayed too close to the border.
Danzig's Brick Mason says Meat Fuhrer is Rob's porn name.
Yeah. Is that true?
No,
Meat Feeler is the porn name.
Fila? What's going on?
It's copyright infringement.
Harry Bolzak.
So yeah, Austin and the weather was great, and then I came back to New York, and the weather not as great.
Sucks.
Terrible.
Not as great.
Depressing.
Three days
from spring, and it's awful.
Yeah, well, spring I feel officially starts now a month later. I feel April 21 should be what spring is, because that just all those seasons are shifting.
I want a little global warming here. It's ridiculous.
I think it's supposed to snow the next couple days.
Fucking terrible.
It snowed yesterday.
Ugh.
But it didn't stick. It snowed like it was a fucking blizzard and none of it stuck.
But it was warmer yesterday than it is today.
I was out in it.
What are you doing?
Trying to eat. But
I thought you were umpiring. No. Have you ever umpired in the snow?
Yes.
Oof. That must
last
stink.
Year I did. December.
Are you allowed to wear your jacket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they have a special jacket, like a uniform jacket you have to wear.
Silver?
Nope, black. Mm. But I wore like an Under Armour and a hoodie under it. You know.
If he was wearing a silver jacket in a snowstorm, nobody would even see him.
Yeah.
They'd be like, where's the there's no rules.
I just think silver whenever I hear the word jacket because of this show.
A few years ago, I had to, I didn't have to, it's not my job, but the teams were digging the snow off the field.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. To play.
You were just standing there with a whip.
Yeah, it wasn't snowing at the time. No, that's what you're supposed to, you're not supposed to help them. That's like, the teams are supposed to do it.
Mm.
But, yeah, it had snowed, and there was like a half a foot of snow, and they just had to clear the fields before we did anything.
Wow.
It's disgusting.
We're dedicated.
Noah, you sent this link about this Jewish kid. At his bar mitzvah.
Oh,
can you, I didn't watch this yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you did.
This is so douche chill that I don't know if I can even take listening to it.
Yeah, we definitely can't listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, we can. There's a great song
Sid?
Change at the end.
Sid, what is it?
It's I believe the kid is Canadian because at one point the parents are holding up money and I think it's Canadian money. But it's a kid's invitation video to his bar mitzvah that I guess he like sent out to friends or I don't know. But it's set to music and it's the kid singing his invitation to his bar mitzvah for everyone.
But it's set to the tune.
Don't give it away.
All right, here we go.
Terrible. Terribly awesome, but terrible. Yeah, exactly.
April 27th, 2013. Don't you know I'm gonna be a man that day? I'm half a Jew, I learned Hebrew, still half Asian, I'm proud.
Just bopping along with this.
It's a catchy beat. He didn't write it.
I just can't believe how deep his voice is. He looks like a little baby.
He looks like, what's his name? When he was on Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh,
Joseph
yeah.
Levitt.
I can see that.
And his Asian mother and
the best
Jewish
part,
father.
The Torah, the Elias, and the half Torah. Memorized life.
His mother looks like Lucy Liu, and his father's like Dr. Evil.
I might make a few.
Rob, do you love this more than Psyopis? One in the chat.
So far, I'm loving this.
Did he win Jewish Superstar?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I can't believe, like, he's going
to
regret this so bad.
Oh, my God. So bad.
In, like, 10 years when his parents throw the song.
He's rich. He doesn't have to regret anything.
No, it's
so just buy YouTube and make them delete it.
Yeah.
That's a weird part because he points to his
crotch. Yeah, it zooms in on his crotch.
Yeah.
I've got some hood spine. He points to his dick.
You think his dad was like, you gotta. Let's emphasize the crotch in this one.
Yeah.
Dad, I don't
like, we gotta take this to the next level.
Wait. We have to go back. This. Chutzpah means balls, by the way.
Not literally.
Even grandma made it to the video.
You know,
easy come, easy go.
They even did that thing where they're lined up like with the four faces, like Queen.
Yeah.
There's definite production.
Yeah, it's like who did it? Like
it's rich.
It's very it's well done, but it's the whole point of it is so stupid.
It's too well done. Like, why does this need to exist?
Why does Jewish Star need to exist? Because Jews like doing this crap.
If my mother, thankfully, didn't give a shit about any of this, but if I was forced, I would have just not participated in this. I would have been like, no, absolutely not, no way.
But the kid's clearly into it.
Yeah, that's what's so weird about it. He's like a little drama major or something.
Yeah. He's
probably
like the coolest kid in
Yeshiva.
This is
the main part. It's like, all right, fine. Queen songs. That's all right. That's always sort of cool. And then you just go to this. Lost me, you 13-year-old dipshit.
It would be funny if they just made like a 5.5-hour video.
Yeah.
And every song
this
was like,
is new levels of amazing.
I didn't get this far into it. I only played Queen. I thought that was Rob playing the wrong track after it ended.
And they clearly gave up at the Gangnam Style parody because I feel like they shot this at a different time because it looks like they're using like a cell phone camera.
Fucking bullshit!
Yeah. And the kid's name is Jor-El, like yeah. Superman's father. It's fucking weird.
Go away. Yeah. That poor child. Yeah, like you said, in 20 years, man, he's going to like try to gonna have so much money he's going to buy, you know, he's going to shut down all
YouTube.
The sites. Yeah.
Yeah. Rob, you better upload it to Metal Injection.
Well, it's on Metal Sucks already, so same difference.
Oh, this kid has like a ton of videos.
Does he really? What else is
yeah.
there?
Yeah, let's see.
Get the fuck off the internet!
He has one why I don't want to go through puberty.
Oh. He was upset about Obama.
I'm here to tell you about what's great. After you've gone through puberty, your voice becomes low and sexy, just like mine. And all the chicks will dig you because your voice is low and sexy, just like mine. And of course, we'll be shaving, but that's not so bad because you know that you'll be becoming a manly man because you'll be having hair in other places.
Okay, no.
This kid is awful.
I found another one. Actually, he spoke in front of Congress.
What?
Is that right?
Penis goes into the anus to rupture intestines.
That was before his voice went down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, speaking of which, Sid, you linked me.
Every corpse found without clothes has a partner.
Okay, sorry. You linked me to a story.
Oh, yeah, there was like a new version of that Gaetan Dugas lady, but it was a guy.
What did he say?
This was like a couple weeks ago. I barely remember.
The headline. I didn't even watch this because I'm like, I'm saving this. Marriage equality opponent explains to Minnesota lawmakers how vaginas repel AIDS while gay anal sex causes it.
Oh. It's an interesting theory. Let's see what he has to say. Is this the timeout? Is this the same committee that's hearing this?
No, it's
a different committee.
Place, but
please
similar reason.
Oh, it's in the past.
My name is Mike Fry, and I speak as a concerned Minnesotan father and a husband.
Oh, it's Josh Lewin.
And the thing about same-sex marriage is that people who marry have sex, and when same-sex people are married, they have sex. There's something called sodomy. Sodomy, defined in Minnesota, is sex by or with the mouth or through the anus.
So far, he's
when
right.
When ejaculation into a vagina, there's a barrier there, as in your packet, it's safe there, of a cellular tissue that doesn't allow the sperm that has an enzyme at the head of it to penetrate the blood flow.
Okay.
It is designed to go to the egg. That enzyme is designed to burn the outside membrane of the egg cell, go inside the egg, and then deposit the DNA. We call that conception. When ejaculation occurs inside of a colon, it's highly absorbent material. The cells do not have a barrier for the sperm and those enzymes to enter into the blood flow. When the enzymes enter into the blood flow and a continued prolonged environment to that happens, these enzymes into blood flow, it causes what we know as AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And AIDS, of course, brings on common diseases, colds, and things, and it magnifies them to a point where it's unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Not only does it strengthen the disease within the carrier of AIDS, but it also, with a person that has a destroyed immune system, but it also strengthens the disease that can be spread to the society at large. There's an example in Los Angeles County in California where among the gay community, a rash, almost like boils, and a very raw skin broke out on the hands, feet, butt, mouth of these gay communities.
That was actually, he went to a Battlestar Galactica panel. He saw it with James Olmos. And he thought it was boils.
So James Olmos does have AIDS, though.
Oh, okay. That was an honest mistake,
yeah.
Then.
Couldn't find a cure for a long time. These doctors called the Center for Disease Control, and they couldn't find a cure for it. The cure they found, a very extraneous antibiotic, was Zyvox. It caused
That's actually semen on the face.
That, my son in his living room has a Zyvox, and he plays games on it all day. I don't understand.
$2,400 for one course of use. I urge you to vote against the changes inside this bill because it's going to put a health risk to the society at large.
What is
it's
the bill exactly?
It's
yeah.
The gay marriage.
Gay marriage.
Oh, the gay marriage.
But
bill.
The ridiculous thing is his basic premise is don't let the gays get married because if they're married, then gay people will start having sex with each other.
Yeah.
Because
they're
I haven't
doing
been
that
yet.
Now.
Yeah.
They are patiently waiting for a legal marriage to happen so that they can start fucking.
Absurd.
Is there more to this? Is it funny?
There's more of the same.
What an idiot.
I like that guy.
He's not getting emotional about it.
He's so spoken and he's earnest about what he believes.
He makes sex sound so boring.
Well, with him it probably is.
Ugh.
Which is why he needs to have hobbies and passions, like being against gay marriage.
Yeah.
I'm going in front of Congress and talking about intercourse in this lame way.
Yeah. Noah, come here. I'm going to put my Zybox on you.
Noah has a very big Zybox.
Stop it.
So does Rob.
Oh.
Rob, you have an enormous Zybox. Throw another Zybox on the Barbie.
That's an episode title right there.
Zybox on the Barbie.
Yeah.
So Zybox is semen on the face?
I guess.
It's a kind of antibiotic, I think, is what he was saying.
But I mean, you just rub it in places. Yeah.
Oh, it's a topical cream.
Yes. I urge you to... He sounds like Johnny Carson, that guy. I urge you not to vote for a gay marriage.
Really good sex.
Really, really good sex. Do not have sex before marriage, and if you're gay, don't do it at all. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Frank.
I did not know that.
Professor Frank or Dr. Frank?
Professor.
Professor.
He's a professor of what? Is he a professor?
No, I'm talking about on The Simpsons.
Oh, okay. I thought this guy was a
professor. No. I hope not. Maybe. Professor of folksiness. That's a thing in Minnesota.
Jackie Mason is in the chat.
Oh.
And he says, Zybox. Zybox was Noah's nickname in high school. Well, I should say that like Jackie Mason, right? That Noah, and that's nothing against you as a person. I think you're a very nice person, personally. But your box was in high school was a very popular box. That's all I'm going to say. I'm saying it because you're a nice person and I care for you.
It was the box.
The box. The box. You know, everyone said they come by the box. You come by the box. You do it. You do the thing. You do this. You put it inside. What are you going to do?
It's a great Jackie Mason.
Thank you. No one the fuck knows who the fuck he is. But
we also YouTube it now.
Yeah. Well, the guy in the chat knows. That's his name.
National treasure, Jackie Mason. That's what it is.
He went nuts in his old age.
Yeah.
He's like a Republican loon now.
Well, he's a Jew. I mean,
yeah. Well, but his whole stand-up is like Bush was awesome and Obama's terrible, and
sounds hilarious.
Yeah. It's just
he wears
like...
blackface on Purim. He's all over the map. That guy.
We never talked about that. What happened with the? There was some controversy, right?
There's a congressman from Brooklyn that he first. He made some statement like people were making fun of Jews or whatever, and you know it's wrong to make fun of Jews, dress up as Jews or as a, and then he on Purim there was a photo of him taken of him with blackface and like an Afro wig on.
Yeah. He dressed up as a basketball player. He's like, oh no, but that's what we do on Purim. That's fine. It's just to be look like a different person.
Yeah.
Not racist.
It's okay when he does it.
Yeah.
But I've seen that. It's such a like I know this Orthodox Jewish girl. A long time ago, I'm like not friends with her anymore, but at the time she had on her Facebook, her profile picture was of her doing that.
That was with, probably just so you'd like her more.
With her, yeah, right. No, she was with some dude. It was her boyfriend that also had the blackface, and they both had Afro wigs, and they were doing the Black Panther with the fist. Like, somehow they think that's so funny. I just don't get it. Like, why do you still either. Think that's funny? I'm a black person.
Because they dress funny every day, so their clothing and appearance sense of humor is completely out of whack.
Oh, man, now I'm just imagining Orthodox people going, can you believe what those black people are wearing?
Yeah.
The way they have their pants down? Ah, pull them up. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, and all the women say, oh, my God, their hair looks like it's a wig.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, all the Orthodox Hasidic women wear wigs.
They should just shave their heads like me. Our number is 646-929-1357.
Shlomo, if you're listening, call up and tell us what you dressed up as for Purim.
Oh, Jesus.
We'd like to know.
He was the Down syndrome kid I saw with the raincoat on.
That wasn't a costume.
Did you see the picture? I'll show it to you.
No,
later.
You took a picture of a Down syndrome kid.
You took a picture of
a...
Why would you do that?
Did you stop him in the street and like, dude, you look too funny. I got to take a picture of you.
No, I mentioned this on the air. I was stopped at a red light and this kid walked by. and he was dressed like the kid from I Know What You Did, the guy from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay.
I got a picture of it.
Down syndrome?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. Are you sure that wasn't the mask?
No, it wasn't a mask. It was his real weird face.
Oh.
He was wearing a Rob mask.
I don't even know that he was
hey.
A
fan. I don't look like I have Down syndrome.
No, you look like the guy from I Know What You Did Last
Summer. Oh, okay.
If he had Down syndrome.
Whoa!
I turn on a dime. You don't know where I'm going with my jokes.
Not fair.
Sid is a rattlesnake.
Yeah, that's right.
Sid, the rattlesnake.
Yeah. I'll give you a stunner.
Yesterday was National Steve Austin Day. It was 3/16.
Yeah. And isn't he from Austin?
Yeah. No, he's from Victoria, Texas.
Does he live in Austin, though, maybe?
No, I don't think so.
They had to change his name because there was another guy with his name. That
Steve
was a
Victoria?
Famous wrestler. No, not Steve Victoria. He never made it in wrestling.
Yeah, he sucked. He was in Glow.
His real name was Steve Williams, and then they actually legally changed it to Steve Austin.
I didn't know that.
For copyright reasons, because apparently like WWE owned the copyright or something, but if you just change it, it was just his.
He should change his name to Vince McMahon, then. Get a lot more out of that shit.
Now I own the WWE, motherfucker.
It says it right here on my ID. What can you do?
You just gave the Iron Sheik an idea.
I'm the real.
I'm the real Vince McMahon. I'm going to fire the Brian Blair.
Like, sir, those people haven't worked for us in 20 years.
I don't care. I'm going to go back to 1988. And fire to be Brian Blair.
He's going to rehire him just so he can fire
him. I rehired to be Brian Blair. Just to fire to be Brian Blair.
One of the announcers on SportsCenter constantly now, I see him referencing the Iron Sheik. He'll like,
the
they'll do like the top play. No, not even. It's not even good. It's Robert Flores.
What does he
who
say?
Who I guess is a big wrestling fan. He's just like, these highlights are like the Iron Sheik. They are the real.
Plays
of the week
up.
Or whatever.
Well, we copied the Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
We're all just paying homage to the Iron Sheik. It's fine. All
right.
I give you this review all country way.
He doesn't do the voice, though, which is a little disappointing, but he does say that they are the real.
Do the voice. They should have the Iron Sheik come on SportsCenter and read the fucking news.
You can't put Iron Sheik on a live program of any kind.
Why not? It'll get ratings.
Oh, my God.
You would watch that.
Yes, I would, but I don't know if that's the kind of thing that a Disney-owned company really wants to involve themselves with.
The Clippers beat the Knicks.
Fuck them in the ass.
Making them humble. What's happening on the PGA Tour, Sheik? Phil Mickelson, he has the grasshopper dick. Tiger Woods, he's okay. Asian, black, I don't know. Better than nothing.
That's probably actual tweets that he's written.
David Stern, you piece of shit,
Mr.
You
no
fuck
good.
Up the NBA. Bud Selig. Why you put Astros in the American League? Bullshit!
Just the Tip writes, Metal Injection should just change its name to ESPN.
Why is that?
That's a good legally. Yeah. We should
take
legally.
Up all that money.
That's what he's saying. We by
changing.
We?
Wait. Rob's going home. He's we all the way home.
I read earlier today that Dana White, the owner of UFC, he said that Vince McMahon challenged him to a fight.
What happened?
And he
when?
Turned him down.
When?
Let me look. Why? Let me look up the story.
Doesn't Vince McMahon usually do that, like in the press that he does?
Or
the,
yeah, like
I think it might have been a kayfabe fight, a fake fight.
Oh, he asked them to set something up that they would do it on pay per view, whatever. Holy shit!
Let me see. 1 second. I'm just looking up the. I should have probably looked it up. Oh,
that's
here.
All right. You're high.
Not that high. I mean, it was so long ago now. Dana White said in an interview that Vince McMahon wanted to fight him at a UFC event or at a WrestleMania event. So I'm sure it was at WrestleMania that he wanted him to fight.
And what happened?
And he turned him down. He said he thinks Vince is too old.
Well, he's right. How old is he? Like 69?
He's like 65. Dana White isn't even like a big guy. I guess he's got some mass on him now that he's Mr. UFC.
I wouldn't even know what he looks like.
He's a bald guy. All right, we got a caller. 254 You're on the air on the Mental Injection Livecast. What's your name and where are you from?
Oh, Rico. I'm from Houston, Texas.
Hello, Rico from Houston, Texas. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. Doing okay. How are y'all doing on this St. Patty's Day?
Did you go to South By?
Come back?
Did you go to South By last week?
No. Unfortunately, I had to work. Responsibilities.
What do you do?
I'm a tankerman.
You're an anchorman?
Oh, tankerman. I wish I was an anchorman.
What does a tankerman do?
I called y'all before. Let y'all know I load barges with chemicals, oils, gasoline, shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw pictures, though, with Rob and some chick. Mm-hmm. Get lucky, huh?
Was it the photo you posted with Marnie Stern?
There's an Instagram on Facebook with you and some chick. Did you get lucky? Huh? That's all I want to know.
That's Marnie Stern. No, I did not get lucky with her. She is.
You didn't get any Texas poon?
No Texas poon.
Is she even from Texas?
No, she's from New York. Well, I don't know if she's from New York, but she lives here. No, she's just a musician that I really liked, and I had a drunken fanboy moment, and I was like, I want to take a photo with her.
And then she started jerking you off.
And then I asked her, and then she was like, oh, sure, darling, get over here.
Is that how she talks? Like bunker?
Get over here, darling. Give me Archie. Let me jerk you off, Archie. Don't come in my eye again, Archie.
Humming.
That's Ralph Cramden.
To the moon, Noah.
That's awesome.
But she was it was a wonderful performance.
Meathead, get out of the chair. I'm trying to bang Edith here.
Did you get lucky last week?
Oh, yeah. I have a wife, so I get lucky every week.
Oh, yeah? What's his name?
Oh.
Hey, what's his name?
Yeah. The guy you got lucky with.
Oh, Rob?
Oh, now we know.
Oh, a twist. Twist.
Someone yes. In your face, literally.
No, nothing is going in my face.
Cyborg.
Give you a cyborg. Danzig Brick Mason says that Marnie Stern is the girl that gave him the hickey.
Oh.
We finally discovered that.
Shocking.
She is no girl. She is a woman.
So, how old is she?
She's probably like in her 30s.
Looks like an older broad, I thought.
Yeah, not like old.
That was
like
a very bad picture then.
It was
post-concert. Yeah. It was very, And it was in the dark with my front-facing camera, which is a lower pixel resolution.
Yeah, but she didn't look like,
is this her?
She looked like a grandma.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, she's very pretty, and she's
I know what she
cute.
Looks like, but that picture was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I didn't know who it was. I thought she was like 50.
Well, here she's a little heavy set. She looks like she has no curves.
Mm-hmm.
But in the other pictures, she looked good.
Is she playing a Kurt Cobain guitar?
A Stratocaster? No.
I don't think Kurt played a Strat.
No.
It was Strat. Oh, you're like Rob now, leaving off.
That's right.
What's wrong with the Breves? I don't understand.
What?
A Breves? What's wrong with your Breves?
Breve, you mean? The cold sore cream that you use all the time?
What?
Oh.
Is that a thing?
Yes. Don't pretend. Patch up all those mouth holes. Did we hang up on the
Kurt
Cobain?
Kurt Cobain did
play. Hello?
He played a Fender Mustang.
Yeah. Mm.
Whatever, I knew it was a Fender.
He's left-handed.
But he played it righty, I think.
All right. Well.
So
I have one more question for y'all.
Yeah. All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite band. I love metal and everything, but my favorite band, Coheed and Cambria. Are y'all fans of them, or I've listened to the show, never hear nobody say anything. I heard one day. I've heard somebody talk shit about them one time, but it was like on an archive, so I couldn't call and bash them. But Rob, you a fan? Noah?
I could never really get into Coheed, mostly because of the voice.
I heard them on MTV and I didn't like it, but I know that they're on tour with Between the Buried and Me. So if Between the Buried and Me likes them, maybe I would like them.
Let's thrash or trash it.
Okay.
I don't like the vocals. I can't.
What's your favorite Coheed song? We'll play it.
Yeah,
right
like which album should we listen to or song?
Oh man, you I'm one of those, like, I bleed Coheed, so there's, like, every song I like. One of their best songs I'd have to say would be probably Time Consumer.
Oh.
Off their first album, Second Phase from My Blade. Come back.
Here it is. This is Time Consumer.
Hi, Mira. How you doing? I know
that. Oh, I never
knew. That's it.
Original Coheed and Cambria. I guess he covered this.
His voice finally changed.
Yeah. This is those songs where they title the song has nothing to do with the lyrics. I hate that when bands do that. That was good.
No, we have it right here.
So was that thrash or trash?
Thrasher, definitely.
We're playing it right now. Hold on.
We're consuming time right now.
Long intro.
Why do I sound like crap? Can you pass
it's called Time Consuming. What the fuck did you expect?
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You expected an intro on death song in like 3 seconds.
Skip to the next song. That's not is that Time Consuming. I don't even sound like that's like the intro of the whole album.
And this is opening for Between the Buried and Me.
No, this is headlining.
Oh.
The other way around.
It should be this way.
This just sounds like Sunny Day Real Estate.
So far, it's not that bad.
Not that it's bad. It's boring.
Well, it just started.
Oh, is it going to get really complex in a minute?
Wait till the vocals.
I know. I never heard the song, but...
I like the crunching of potato chip sounds over it.
Well, if you're going to do it, I'm going to keep them.
Yeah, let's all do it.
I've been turning my head away.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this sort of guilt, I don't know, I just sound like his voice.
It sounded like Alex Bolnick Trio for a minute.
I don't like these
and the music
vocals.
Is just like generic, like emo.
No,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it was made like fucking 8, 9, 10 years ago. Shit,
no?
that's the whole. I guess that's when it came out. That whole emo shit came out. But I don't know if I guess as the albums go on, it just gets more fucking awesome. But
so
that
well, I thought the melodies were interesting and the music was interesting, but I just. Like, that voice would just start irritating me, and it did.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well.
Negro Jesus.
I don't know. I think it's... Question. I don't know. I think it's... a lot of... That's what everybody says. It has to do with the voice, but I guess... I'm a big person that listens to the music, the melody.
He wasn't going to stop talking, by the way. Thanks for lowering that.
Yeah.
Yeah, in your face.
Okay, well... Wait, not in my face!
Yeah, again, Rob.
No! All over your face.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. And
hey, hold on, my daughter wants to say something.
I guess the music plays,
that's
so we have to hang up on it.
You can call back.
646-929-1357 is our phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do another quick music break?
Yes, please, so we can eat more potatoes.
Oh, Coheed and Cambria.
Let's do one song. That's a bit long. It's Paul Bearer. I was very high when I saw them. It was wonderful.
How about you?
Thank you.
This is Chuck Landington. America ranks 37th among industrialized nations in providing health care for its citizens. USA, USA, USA. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Be careful not to break any bones or you're fucked. And now, here's the show. USA.
It's the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hello.
We all have to, like, push potato chips into our mouths.
Sorry, we had a food break. That was Paul Bearer in tribute to the late, great Paul Bearer.
No.
Very good.
Rob had a chip crumb dangling from his man boob, and then he knocked it down and caught it and ate it.
You don't, you don't want to waste chips.
Speaking of Paul Bearer and man boobs.
Mm. Cause of death, just look at that guy.
That's exactly what Darren said to me when
I'm saying, like, all right, not that it's not sad. I mean, he was a talented guy, and I liked him and all that,
nice
but
guy.
It's not like it came out of the blue.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the morbid part of morbidly obese.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it means.
He's probably on 10 years of borrowed time already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Not me?
Yeah. If anyone knows, it's Rob.
Oh. Because I'm fat?
What?
You're saying I'm fat?
How's
Are you saying I'm morbidly obese?
You're the one that said it.
Have you been dieting at all? What's the deal?
I realized recently that while I'm not currently dieting strictly,
yeah,
that, like, my... I eat better, definitely. Like, I eat shitty a few times a week, way less than I used to. But I eat a lot of salads during the week, like grilled chicken.
Rob's on what you call a yo-yo diet. Because people walk up to him and are like, yo, shouldn't you be on a diet?
I remember that one.
Wow, am I back in fourth grade?
Rob also doesn't just eat his salad, he tosses it too.
That was more of a sitcom joke, right? Yeah. Hold on. Say it again.
Rob doesn't just eat his salad, he tosses it too.
Yeah. Freeze frame, roll credits.
Salad.
Just the tip says I'm actually on the seafood diet. I see food, and I eat it. But I've been all right. I realize my diet's way better than when I used to live with Sid.
Uh-huh.
When we had Chinese food like four times a week.
Was Sid causing that? Or?
Yes. Sid was a very negative influence on my weight gain.
Yeah. Wow.
It's true.
And are you proud of that?
Yeah, because I didn't really gain any.
You made Rob get fat, and then you teased him for being fat.
I'm like used to this awful lifestyle. But listen, I'm always trying to generate comedy content for this show.
You're like fucking Emperor Palpatine, part. You fucking scumbag. Just manipulating people and then berating them for it.
That's Sid's secret room in the dungeon.
It's the only thing I can control in my life.
You're pure, unmitigated, but lazy evil.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
Yeah.
If Fuel. I could be evil while having dinner, it's a win-win for me.
Sid would be asking me about dinner as we were eating lunch. Like, what are we eating for dinner? I'm like, I'm in a food coma, right? I can't.
If this was Nazi Germany, you would be Hitler's guy in charge of making things easier. Like you would have bring in microwaves
quality
for the
control.
Jews, for the ovens.
Why not? If it saves time, we could kill more of them.
Yeah,
isn't,
listen,
isn't
those
that the point?
Those trains just take so long. Really? Can we just
if we kill and bury them all before the Allied troops get here, then what can they blame us for?
Exactly.
They're gone. War's over.
Yeah,
we killed them all already.
Now
sorry,
you're
guys.
Thinking.
Wasn't that the plot to Schindler's List?
It should have been.
It would have been a better movie.
It'd be a shorter movie.
Talk about a time consumer.
The first act and then the end. And that's there's nothing to save.
Yeah, everyone on the list is already dead. Sorry, Schindler.
Danzig's Brickface, it says Sid is the meat fuhrer.
That's right.
This meat fuhrer, though, he looked like a fucking, like he was.
What was his, like, what was he wearing? Did he have blood on
his
apron?
He looked sort of like a tougher Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, God.
But, like, in his prime with, like, the huge mutton chops and just such a leather face. Like, the leather face of a man that has been inhaling charcoal for his entire life, basically, because he's been working here.
Oh, yeah.
So wouldn't it be leather lungs?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Or maybe, like, the heat of the fire, like, made his skin leathery.
Yeah, that's what I think.
It hardened his skin.
Yeah, that would have made more sense than what Rob said.
Sorry.
Oh.
I apologize.
I was looking at Noah with my thumb up my nose, hoping she would laugh, but nothing happened.
Oh, I didn't even notice it. You have a really small thumb.
Really big nose, I guess. I don't know.
One of those.
It was like this. Just like that.
Oh, you're doing it? I didn't even notice.
Just like that? Yeah, really good for the radio.
I was too busy.
Picture me with my thumb up my nose.
I was too busy looking at your eyes.
Oh, how sweet.
She has eyes. Oh, Jackie Mason with a really offensive idea.
Nice, give it.
Instead of showers, they should just have led them through a cyanide car wash.
There you go. See, let them do the work.
Cyanide
car wash, that's a good band name.
Well, Metallica has that song, Cyanide. It kind of ruins the term for me.
No.
You just have to be like Sid, just stay completely unaware of anything Metallica related.
Yeah, it's a good way to go through life. That's fine.
Are you going
to
go see their 3D movie, Sid?
Oh, God. I've never seen a 3D movie in my life, so I don't think Metallica is going
to
be the first.
We have to all go to that.
Well, I feel like we should go and then maybe.
Sid, it'll be great. It'll be like fucking Mystery Science Theater.
You know what we should do?
We
should
get us
free passes, Rob.
We should go. I will pay for it.
Okay.
With the metal injection fund.
Well, no.
The live cast fund.
For
it.
Wait a minute.
Fuck
well,
that.
That's our fucking
get
money.
Get free passes.
Right. Metal injection pay.
I'll pay for it.
And you're paying for it.
What are we watching again?
We will go right before the live cast so we can just come here and discuss it immediately.
God.
Okay.
The Metallica 3D movie comes out in August.
Is it just performance or what is
it? No. They have like the director who did Journey to the Center of the Earth. He's directing it. There's a narrative.
Yeah, it's a fictional movie.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yep.
Please, let's go see it together.
With Metallica performance.
With performance mixed in.
It's like the guy.
Is it a fictional movie starring Metallica?
No, they're not the main. There's a roadie for them, and then he goes off on this journey or something. I don't know. And they interview the lead actor.
Like, I can't believe I did this.
He's like, it's crazy. It's like Led Zeppelin's The Song Remains the Same meets Metallica meets The Wall. Because it's such a crazy narrative. It's so wild.
It's because everyone in it is that old. That's
it's
I wish Metallica would meet The Wall. Their fucking tour bus.
Campion 95 says it's a fictional movie about how they made a good album.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nice.
What is it called?
Through the Never.
Oh. Yeah, that's a Metallica song, by the way. So Sid won't know that. That's from the Black album, though.
Is
so
it really?
You might like that, yeah.
No, I don't like that. No.
Through the Never is a good song.
It is. That's like the fastest song on that album, which is not very fast, but the closest thing to metal probably on that album.
I just read one of the headlines on Metal Injection. Axl Rose, still fat, going around town holding a cane.
What?
Fuck, Rob.
Is he?
That got a lot of hits. Hey, I'm sorry.
I missed that story. What happened?
Rob tripped Axl Rose down a flight of stairs so he could get a story out of it.
He's like you, making him Rob fat and attacking him. You're making Guns N' Roses pitiful news on purpose.
Axl Rose fat is a huge hit-getter for us.
He looks so bad. He's wearing like a shiny silk scarf.
What does he look like? Can I see?
Oh, it's so sad. It hurts. It hurts to see him like this. I can't look at pictures of him.
He looks like Carrot Top, but fat.
I can sort of see that.
And he's got Botox.
He looks like Lindsay Lohan with a mustache.
Looks like Dr. Phil.
I feel like he's definitely had to have Botox or something injected in his face.
Yeah, it looks like his lips look like wax lips, candy lips.
Does this become bigger? No, just takes you to the story again.
Axl Rose, still fat. That's your news. He looks like a Bond villain almost.
What are the comments on that one?
Scroll it, Noah. Scroll it. Let's see.
So great. I take such schadenfreude in watching
Axl
Rose.
Oh, God, look at this picture of him.
He's a hobo. He looks like he's dressed as a hobo for Purim.
And he's
that's
got like young Amish boy hair.
Yeah. Yeah, his hair looks really hard. Oh, 22 comments.
Oh, I got to say this, too, before we go into Axl. Campion 95 says, the 3D movie has a Cliff Burton falling out the bus.
Nice! Then I will go see it. If they have that, I will go. certain...
Wait, what? Someone wrote, my thoughts exactly. I guess Rob thinks he can be a better musician than Axl. Is that true, Rob?
No, because the comment above it is saying, who cares about what he looks? It's all about the music that he makes. It's all about the music, man.
Because, I mean, you could also have that headline about every member of Testament.
Oh, wait, Rob, someone judged you. Axl's Fist said, why are you so obsessed with another man's appearance? Why don't you post some before and after pics of your present self versus 1993 and let us judge?
Do it.
Oh, sure. I was way younger in 1993.
So was Axl Rose.
I was 10 years old. So.
Wait, you did post a picture
you
of
did.
You with the Iron Sheik on the live cast.
No, he posted another picture where he was in McDonald's. Recently.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looked like you were six.
I found
the way to fatness.
I was surprised. I always thought I was like a bit chubby as a kid, but I was surprisingly.
No, you were really thin.
Yeah.
It barely looks like you.
How dare you, Dad?
What? What did I say that was wrong? You changed a lot, that's all.
Okay.
I'd say you look worse.
Jeez.
Oh, so you're saying that's what you thought?
Yes. I didn't say it, but I thought it.
Okay, good.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
It should be a 3D version of James kicking Dave's dog
off
the car. I would like
you
to
see
that.
You mean you should be in it, 3D, reenacting it.
All right, sure. Pay me. I don't care. I'll be in a shitty fucking movie. Oh. I would be in Norbit. What do I don't care.
You'd do it for the money, huh?
Yes.
Not for the love of the game.
What? Please. What do I look like? Talking to a Jew, honey. 3D Lou Reed? No, I don't want to see that. Oh, all right. Why is he walking with a cane, though?
I think it's just like a pimp cane.
Oh,
it's an accessory.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Rob is a journalist.
He busted his ankle or something.
That's his fucking dialing wand.
That's an old story. That's from a few months ago. That was during the
Well, why
Academy.
Am I seeing the headlines on the side of my page?
It was in Facebook, most shared. Someone, one of your friends must have shared it because it was a very well-written story.
So, but shouldn't I have like the most current stories on the side from the website?
In the most shared box? No, you would have the stories that are the most shared.
Rob is getting very agitated.
Don't you dare!
Who cares about most shared? I want
Hold
like
on
the
a
most
second.
Current.
Wait a minute. Let's go back a few seconds.
Okay.
Noah notices the story, goes, wait a minute, Rob. What is this? Axl Rose still fat? This isn't news. Click.
It.
Click.
Talked about it.
Talked about it
for 10 minutes. And then complains that your site is designed poorly.
Why am I reading this? Why is this?
Darren made me do it.
Noah hands Rob money, then says Rob's an asshole. Because he's not designing things in a way to get money properly.
And actually, I pressed the picture and it took me to the page again, so I made you double the money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're figuring out the business model of Medellin.
Mm-hmm.
How does my hair look right now? I just...
You look like one of those Italian boys.
Oh.
Italian men.
Boys.
Not like the boys.
As if they had Grizzly Adams beards.
They just ate a chocolate cake.
Just to tell, say what you're talking about. This is not a visual show.
Yeah, what does my hair look like?
It looks like you're wearing a headband, except it's your headphones. And his hair is just kind of like slicked back and sticking up like Pauly D.
I didn't put any product in my hair. When I was going through the Austin security in the airport in the TSA, they looked in my liquids and they were like looking at this and like,
Zybox, what's this?
They were looking at my hair product and they were like, it says curl cream. It says curl cream. I'm not exactly sure what that is.
For your pubes.
It's gel. It's like gel. Relax.
Did they run their fingers through your hair to make sure you weren't moving drugs?
And then we were in a back room all of a sudden. I don't know.
And they were feeling up your breasts.
That they were giving me a cavity
exam.
Yeah.
They said, Pasbani, guilty.
Yeah.
Kasperger says, in the 3D metal injection movie, Rob's houseboy goes on an adventure to find Funyuns.
Oh, Funyuns.
That Funyuns thing will never die. That's from that song. That's going to haunt you forever.
They probably have Funyuns.
I don't think I've ever eaten Funyuns in my life.
What? You have to change that.
No way. No one always has Funyuns. You had to try them.
I used to always have Funyuns, but getting Funyuns around here in Williamsburg is impossible.
Really?
There's no Funyun zone.
Yeah, exactly. It's the no Funyun zone.
I personally always prefer the onion rings, but...
The Wise?
Yeah, but...
Yeah. It tastes a little less plastic.
What? It tastes more plastic.
It tastes dustier. It's like
oniony dust.
Yeah, like condensed dust, and once you bite into it, it just explodes.
That's what it is, though.
Yeah.
Onion dust.
You gonna eat those Funyuns tacos?
Oh. Ooh, that would be so good.
Get on that Taco Bell.
Or like no, or a Funyun bagel with cream cheese.
Just give me the standard Dipsy Doodle taco. That's all I need.
Doodle. That I've eaten.
I like the barbecue Dipsy
Doodle. Oh, it's too there much. Was. I feel like there was a summer where I ate
the barbecue
ones,
all summer
for like breakfast, lunch, and dinner with like a Pepsi. It was the worst.
Wow. Do you remember when...
This is called the summer of 2012.
Do you remember when sometimes in the package of the Dipsy Doodles, you would get a Dipsy Doodle that's all like the barbecue powder?
Oh yes.
You remember Utz barbecue corn chips?
Yes.
Yes. Those were also... That was pre-Dipsy barbecue Dipsy Doodle.
Do you remember Bonton?
Bonton was bought by Utz.
They had the spicy corn chips.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
They were the fucking best. They don't make those anymore.
Bonton is now Utz.
But I don't think they make the spicy corn chip anymore.
I haven't seen it. I don't think they make any corn chips.
Yeah. That died with Bonton, sadly. All right.
No, Utz had the corn chips.
Utz was...
But not spicy.
But Utz bought Bonton. There was no Utz back then.
Right.
I like the Utz Red Hots, where it's just like hot potato chips.
Yeah.
Too much for me.
Yeah.
All right.
We're talking about our favorite potato chips here on the Metal Injection Live Guy.
We used to end episodes asking Noah which guys she would fuck. Now it's which potato chips she would eat. We've aged.
We're old. I don't think that would feel very good.
Bonton, Utz. What is your favorite potato chip, Noah? What would you say?
Funyuns, I guess.
But like potato chip. It has to be potatoes. Mm.
Pringles. Would
barbecue.
You fuck a Pringles can?
No, ew. Pringles are gross.
Like, which barbecue?
It's the perfect thing to catch your squirt in, though. Oh. You could fuck it and then squirt right into it and boost yourself.
No, thank you.
Bear's corpse? No, I don't
know.
You can't find the dick in all that fat.
Even when he was alive.
Even when he was in the end. That wouldn't happen.
What if you were able to meet Kane because of it?
What the fuck do I care about meeting Kane?
He doesn't like Kane.
Just wanted to mention Kane.
Would you fuck the seaweed chips? That's a good question.
No.
Would you suck Sean's Dorito dusted dick?
Oh, never again.
Shut up. Is it going to be in a taco form?
I need a music break. Would you get laid by Lay's?
What? Stop it, Biddle.
Baked or... There's many different kinds of Lay's. You gotta be specific.
Your mother's like a potato. It's free to lay.
Did you just make that up?
No, it's an old one. Oh. Old.
Your mother's like Pontiac. She builds excitement. Your mother's like a doorknob. Everyone gets a turn.
Yep. Your mother's like a bowling ball. You know that one?
I don't think so.
She gets fingered and thrown down the alley and comes back for more.
Your mother's like Rambo. She does it for her country. I'm just now reciting things that I learned in summer camp. In the summer of 2012 when Rob was eating all the potato chips.
Your mother's so stupid it takes her 4 hours to make minute rice.
I heard the same thing. It's like it takes her 4 hours to watch 60 Minutes or something like that. Yeah.
Mother's so fat the only belt that fits her is the Belt Parkway.
Yes, that's a good one.
Your mother's so fat when she wears a Malcolm X jacket, a helicopter tried to land on her back.
Your mother's so fat I told her it was chilly outside, so she went and got a spoon.
That's a good one, yeah.
Your mother's so fat she broke a leg and Skittles popped out.
Or gravy, that's another.
That's gravy. Skittles.
I can't think of any. I'm like totally drawing a blank.
Come on, elementary school kids must have done nothing but tell these jokes to you.
What? My mother was a saint.
It has nothing to do with your mother.
Yeah.
To do with insulting you.
About you. Which one hurt the most, Rob?
I'm totally drawing a blank. Your mother is like borscht. She bleeds every month. I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to look up your mother is like. If there's any we missed. Your mother's like the Bermuda Triangle. They both swallow a lot of semen.
I like that.
Yeah, some of these are stupid. That's dumb. Mother's like a paper towel. She picks up all kinds of slimy, wet stuff. No, that sucks.
Stupid.
Oh, I remember this one. Your mom was like Bazooka Joe, 5 cents a blow.
Yes.
It's like a screen door. After a couple of bangs, she tends to loosen up. Mom was like a cake mix, 15 servings per package.
Wow. I've never heard that one before.
Good one. Mom was like a Toyota. Oh, what a feeling.
Yes, I remember that one too.
I don't think any of my fans were born yet. When they said that.
That's like a compliment.
Oh, here's a dated one. Your mom is so fat when her beeper goes off, people think she's backing up.
Yeah, beepers. Did you all have beepers?
No, I never had a beeper.
I had one.
Yeah. I got one in 1991.
I only beeped with like one person. Like
your mother, right? She would beep you. Your mother's like a beeper. No, go ahead.
No. This is my friend. We would just beep each other the word boobs.
Yeah.
Or hello.
Or hello, upside down. That's so lame.
People don't know what we're talking about is that before cell phones, people had beepers.
Or pagers.
They would call your beeper, and you would enter a number, and you were supposed to call them back on a payphone, which cost so much money because you'd be spending quarters every time someone. And half these phones would eat your fucking quarters, too.
Yeah, the ones on Kings Highway were especially bad.
They're all fucking hot.
I think the worst thing about beepers is they only emitted numbers.
Right.
So it's like you were so limited.
You could only text people with digits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you were creative enough to create words like boobs, you can get your message across.
But imagine if you were texting, but you could only use 1 through 9 and 0.
Very limiting. Your mom was so fat the last time she saw 90210, it was on a scale.
Oh,
really
yeah,
heavy.
That one.
Jeez. You're talking about morbidly obese. That woman should see a doctor. It's terrible.
Yeah. Your mom is so fat she's eating with a fork. She eats with a fork lift.
Oh, look at the time.
Your mom is so smelly she made right guard go left, speed stick slow down, and band come off strike.
Nice.
Yeah.
Better than the one he just said.
All right, winding down.
Yes.
These are just mean.
Well, they're all supposed to be mean.
Don't be mean to people's mamas.
Unless you're Rob and you force her to be on your podcast.
Any
what?
Fallout from that?
No fallout.
I'm going to call her back today, see how she's doing.
Oh, did she know about
it?
No.
Did your dad know about it?
No. He tuned in too late.
He doesn't know that you could download
the
archive?
No, I guess not.
Oh, yeah, Rob hasn't taught him that. By the way, Mr. Pazboni.
No! All right.
That Darren was very funny last week, but whoever was making fun of Mia, they were terrible. Robert.
Okay. Here's that song, Sid.
Which song?
The Jewish Kid at the Bar Mitzvah.
Oh, through the never.
Through the never.
Oh, God. Fine.
It's on.
Did we say goodbye? Are we saying goodbye?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Okay.
We're going to close on this.
Awkwardly.
Bye. See you next week.
Bye.
We'll have more energy, we promise.
Fuck is what they will be. Fuck universe, my stupidity.
Keep to right up.
Satisfied, never ending. Disturbing thoughts, questions, pain. Limitations in a human understanding.
Fuck, just your mind.
All over my penis and face.